Since we are so weak, we are created on the basis of love. And you've heard this before, and I'll say it again, wherever there is true love, there has to be freedom. Because without freedom, you can never live this love, you can never taste this love, and you can never share this love. What allows you to live this love, to taste it, to share it, is freedom. So therefore, wherever there is true love, there has to be freedom. Freedom is indispensable. You cannot separate it from love. And since there is freedom, there has to be choices. Otherwise, how can you say you are free if you don't have more than one option? Imagine if God placed you in this path and there is no other path but this one. And then God came and said, you're free. I'm not. You placed me in a path I didn't choose. You chose for me. Where is my freedom? And this is why God said to Adam, I'll give you options. There are trees over there you can eat from. There is the tree of life in the heart of the center, in the heart of the Garden of Eden, you can eat from. But the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, don't eat from it. He gave him options. Why? Because Adam was created on the basis of divine love. With love came freedom, with freedom choices. And with choices, it required something called the will. The will is the tool for me and you to say yes and to say no, including God. I can say no to God and he will not interfere. But he will indirectly, but directly he won't, until I allow him freely, willingly, based on love, come God and do as you please. He won't, until we call him. For this reason, God allowed Satan to work through us. You know why? Because, you see, God is good and God is love. God doesn't hurt. God doesn't kill. So he uses Satan to break us. He uses Satan to break us when we become, in a simple terminology, naughty. We didn't love. When we veer off the road, God will allow Satan to come and smack us. So there are two working in this tabernacle, temple. The temple is the body, your body here. So he will allow Satan to work in us. Every time we say no to the Lord Jesus, he will call Satan and say, smack them. But I'll give you a limit, a boundary. Not freely. I have limited you. Because I know each of my children, what they are capable of handling. He will not give us something outside of our capacity. But even when we go through hardships, it is the grace of the Lord Jesus that is carrying us as well. But Satan will work in us. Christ will work and Satan will work. Every time we do something good, remember it was the Lord, the good God, who did it in us. And every time we do something bad, remember it was Satan who is working through us, because through Satan it is a disciplinary action for us to wake up. It's a more simplistic approach. When I'm healthy, when I'm wealthy, when I'm strong, when I'm young, no one can say anything to me. And especially living in the West, it's a free country, brother. What's up, bro? Get down, brother. Lay me some skin. Whoa, what's up? What? So when I am healthy, wealthy, still young, and it's a free country, I can go wherever, however, with whomever. No one can stop me. Mom and dad come and say, son, please don't go with these so-called friends. Be quiet, mom and dad. And if you talk more, I'll dial 000. They'll throw you in the cage and take you to Fairfield Police Station. Hello to all the coppers. And please don't book me when I'm speeding on the road again. That's a confession. All right. We try to be good. But if you book me, I'll book you. I'll book you my way. I'll make a phone call. I'll make the phone call to the one who created you and created me. So you better not book me. All right. So parents say, don't do it. No, I'll do whatever I want. The priest, the father says, don't go, don't mix. No, we don't listen. We don't listen to no one. What happens? The Lord allows Satan to come and get me into trouble. I was caught taking drugs. The cop is caught me. I was speeding and I was drunk and I had an accident. And my friend got really hurt in that accident. He almost lost his life. What a big shake. What a big quake happened in my life. Who allowed it? The Lord. Why? Because I'm disobedient. I'm not listening. And if he lets me freely, as I wish, I will end up destroying my entire being. God is love. He purchased us with His own precious blood on Calvary on the cross. He will not let you go until He calls you home. So He will let Satan to come. When I'm healthy, I don't care about anything. When I'm sick, I will not leave one saint alone without mentioning their name and begging them for their intercession and their prayers. I'll go to every church. I'll ask every priest. I'll ask every father, please pray for me. I am sick. I don't care about anything anymore. Before, I used to gossip about everyone. I gave up that gossip. I'm all focused on this illness. All I care about is to be healed. And the moment the Lord heals me, did you know? Why can't we be good boys and good girls without going through hardships? The Lord is our Father. And as the Father, He will not let us do naughty things without a disciplinary action. And that disciplinary action, Satan is working. Also, Satan will come and break us. Christ, who is also working in us, will make us. Christ light, Satan darkness. Christ holiness, Satan filthiness. Christ life, Satan death. Christ construction, Satan destruction. Let me tell you this, between the destruction and the construction, this is where you will meet your Messiah face to face. Between the destruction and the construction, this is where you get to know the Messiah. He reveals Himself to you between being broken and being amended. Once again, when we hit rock bottom, it is then and then only we realize there is no one that can save me except God. You see, the Lord will make sure I come to this realization. The Lord will make sure I come to this truth. The Lord will make sure I come to this insight where He will make sure I no longer rely, trust on in people, but my reliance and trust must be first on God, then people that are given to me by God. But you see, before, I relied on people. I didn't care about God. So what will God do? He will take them away one by one. Take this as an advice, okay? Don't try it. It's dangerous. You put anyone before the Lord, He will take that person from you. And He will make sure that the people that you thought they were the one and only for you, you will realize there is only one who is the one and only, and that is Christ, the King. No one can love you, can help you. No one can support you more than Jesus. No one. So, the Lord, He will bring that person into this corner, and He will corner that person for that person to live this reality that, number one, I am a nothing, yet before I thought I was everything, I was something special. When He breaks me, when He corners me and squeezes me, I'll realize right there and then for the first time ever. See, the Lord is the teacher. When He teaches, you will learn whether you like it or not. Believe me, no one teaches like the Lord. But sometimes He teaches the hard way. So when I realize that I am number one and nothing, number two, everyone is useless and hopeless. No one can save me. No one can heal me. No one can take me out of this troublesome situation. I've realized all along it was God from day one. Yet I was total ignorant of that and didn't care much. When I come to this realization that only God can save me, then God will show up. When He shows up, He will heal. So between destruction and construction, there and there only, you will know, not believe, only you will know God exists. So when this atheist, with all of the respect, when this atheist professor comes and gives a lecture at a university level and says there is no God, I will laugh at such ignorant statement. I will laugh. Why? Because God revealed Himself to me. Who do you think you are, piece of dust? You think you've got credentials? come, let's go together to a desert and live for one night in a cave. Let me see your credentials. Do you want to see what Satan looks like? You, Mr. Professor, acting like a fool, like a little kid, ignorant. Ignorant. Unbelievable. But you see, it takes God to make a human realize that he exists. It takes God. And this is why God allowed Satan to also work in the temple, which is, you are the temple. Christ works and Satan works. You listen to Christ, you're in the light. You listen to Satan, you're in darkness. Satan will break you. When he breaks you, you'll start calling and crying out to the light, come to my rescue. The Lord will come. Why? Because he's love. He purchased us all with his precious blood. He will come to our rescue and says, you learned your lesson?